USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal health officials are warning doctors to watch out for a rare but deadly illness that's attacking children. It's believed to be linked to the coronavirus. There are more than 160 cases in 17 states and Washington, D.C. At least 3 children have died. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We thought that children were not especially infected by the virus. To now find out that they might be, and it might be several weeks later, this is truly disturbing.
The nationwide alert follows an urgent warning about the possibility of a prolonged recession from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He told an economic think tank the federal government should provide more aid to cushion the blow.
Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.